The safety is off. There's a round in the chamber. This is Armed Alabama, sponsored by McCoy Outdoor Company, Mobile's hometown full-line outdoor sporting products and gear store, an interactive talk show discussing self-defense, product reviews, shooting tips, safety, and more. Your calls, comments, and texts welcome at 343-0106. Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
The city lights don't shine. I live my life the simple way, and you know I'm doing just fine. I fish, I hunt, and I shoot my guns, and I raise a little hell. The things I do, you know I do them well. This is my America, and I'm so proud. I don't mind, I say it loud. This is my America, God bless America, land of the free, because of the brave. This is my America.
Welcome to Armed Alabama, glad you could join us tonight. I like the words to those songs. The more I hear it, the more I like it. Of course, this is your show, Armed Alabama, with your hosts, Adam Strange and Judge Rusty Johnston. And we're here to talk about your self-defense, firearm and ammo selection, home protection, concealed carry, proper training, range etiquette, and of course, Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi, and federal law, gun laws, and state laws. Welcome to our show. You can give us a call here at the studio. Our number is 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. And you can call or text to that number, and we'll be glad to hear from you and answer any firearm-related question that you may have. You can check us out on our Facebook page, Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5, and please like, save, and follow. You can also find us on YouTube. On our YouTube channel, it's just simply Armed Alabama, and we are simulcasting on YouTube. So we used to simulcast on Facebook, and now we are simulcasting on YouTube. So check out our YouTube channel, Armed Alabama. Please like, save, and follow while you're there. Hit that little bell icon, and you'll be notified every time that we post either a show or video content to our channel.
And Adam, if it's working right, there should be a chat box to the right of the screen where they can ask a question.
Yes, that's a good suggestion there. So if you're watching this on a YouTube and you have a question, be sure and use that function, that feature, and we will do our best to answer your question within the confines of the show. You can also check us out on our webpage, and that is armedalabama.com. And we have there, Judge, as you post those, we have all of our previous shows going back over 3 years on our website, armedalabama.com. And you can go there and you can listen to all our previous shows. You can see how we've improved or we've gotten worse. But definitely, I think we have improved and our content is better and better all the time.
I think we're having problems with YouTube, so hang in with us, folks.
You can also email us, adam@armedalabama.com, or thejudge@armedalabama.com. And if you have an idea for the show or any question in general, just send us an email there. We'd love to have some feedback from you, and definitely we will respond to that. Of course, we want to thank McCoy Outdoors. Without McCoy Outdoors, we would not have this show. They are our primary sponsor for Armed Alabama, as well as others, Ace Hardware Stores, Spring Hill Crayola and Moffitt location, Steve Moore Law Firm, and Hanson's Heating and Air, Mike Ward's Liberty Safe. If you would like to advertise your business here on Armed Alabama, just give us an email to the email that we had mentioned before, adam@armedalabama.com, or thejudge@armedalabama.com. We'll be glad to get with you and show you our information regarding how many people listen to the show and what we can do for you and your business. Judge, speaking of business, we get right to business. You and I were discussing before the show started about what we were going to talk about, and both of us had picked the same article, and that was in relation to the Virginia Beach shooting and how that Kate Nixon, one of the victims there, her husband had stated that the night before the actual shooting that she had expressed concern to him that she needed to bring a firearm to work because she was worried about Dwayne Craddock and another individual stating that they were going to come in and shoot up the place.
And she finally decided not to because she was prohibited and she would have gotten fired.
Yeah, she was prohibited by the fact that the building was a gun-free zone. And ultimately, she didn't bring her firearm because her husband, which I found in another article, her husband actually encouraged her to bring her firearm in a purse. And he stated, and I can't remember exactly what news article it was, but he has stated that she had went through training and was proficient with her firearm. So had she had that firearm, she could have used it. She might still have been here today as well.
She might have saved some other lives.
Well, one of the articles that I read, because once I had seen this article stating what her husband has stated, I had went, of course, to try to verify it on multiple different news outlets that had reported it, and each news outlet, Judge, had different comments.
Crickets, probably.
Well, it was different. They had a little bit different information than what the first news outlets did. Of course, you know, you and I try to verify everything before we broadcast it here on the radio show. But he stated that she was proficient in using that firearm, but also her coworkers had stated that she jumped up and went out and stated that there is an active shooter, and she yelled to her fellow employees even after she was shot. She was yelling that there was an active shooter in the building, which prompted Craddock to come back to her, and I think he shot her again. I couldn't verify that he shot her again, but I was able to verify that because she was yelling, it got his attention, and he returned back to her location. But the article didn't state.
One of the solutions that the U.S. Congress, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, has for all this is to have background checks to buy ammunition. So you've got a guy like Craddock. He passed his background check to buy his firearm.
But not only that, Judge, he passed a background check to buy his firearms, he passed an extensive FBI background check to buy his suppressor.
You know, the point is, you don't know who is a mean SOB with a chip on his shoulder that's going to decide one day, you know, you need to die. These aren't crazy people. These are mean people.
Yeah.
And you can't predict that.
Nope. Well, Kate Nixon, has stated to her husband that she's had to discipline. She was the manager, and she had to write this guy up on several occasions and stated that he, for poor engineering work and for being belligerent to other employees.
He decided that's why she needed to be shot, because she had
Well, the thing there, Judge, is that the Virginia Beach city manager, had stated that Craddock was a good employee in good standing with the city.
Doesn't that sound
But this is not only just one thing. There are several items that Kate Nixon's husband has stated that's in contrast with what the city has stated.
Yeah, the city. So, I can understand not wanting to get into somebody's personal matter. He's dead, so it's not personal anymore. But you say we can't comment on personnel matters right now.
Well, the thing about it is
sure, he's an employee in good standing, but you know, you can be one of those the night before your termination's final.
Right, right.
So,
well, there's he is asking, and as well as others are asking, that you know, just be the files be open to an independent investigation. However, the FBI is there and part of this investigation as well.
Right.
And maybe that's one of the reasons why a lot of information is not being released. They're still trying to put the puzzles together. But there is no information to be found on Dwayne Craddock.
Yeah. Looks like we got a break, folks. We'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes right after these ads from our sponsors.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Now remember, when things look bad, and it looks like you're not going to make it, then you got to get mean. I mean plumb mad dog mean. Because if you lose your head and you give up, then you neither live nor win. That's just the way it is.
That's my favorite, Josie Clint Wales. Eastwood and the outlaw Josie Wales. That's one of probably my favorite line from the movie. So welcome back to Armed Alabama. We've still got a good show for you here. And joining us, calling in to the studio, is my good friend, County Commissioner Jerry Carl.
Hello, Adam. How are you doing?
All right, sir. Welcome to Armed Alabama. Glad you can join us tonight.
Well, thank you. Hello, Judge.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Great.
Ready to start campaigning, huh?
I'm ready. I've been at it all day. I've actually been campaigning since Thanksgiving. So.
Oh, wow. That's great. Listen, let me tell you, early bird gets the worm.
Well, I hope so. I hope that holds true. Adam? I got to eat dinner last night with your lovely wife across the table from me.
Yes.
I just want you to know you outpunted your coverage. I'm just giving you a heads up.
Yeah, she told me that that she has seen you and had ate with you last night's meeting. So it's lucky it was a good event.
Oh, it was. Very good.
So, well, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in. Of course, if you don't know, Jerry Carl is running for Congress.
Yes, U.S. Congress. We're very excited. We've been working towards this and putting our plans together. And I think my background and my experience on the county commission is going to well prepare me for Washington.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And I'm excited for you as well. Jerry, I've known you for a long time. I definitely know that you're a man of integrity, and I look forward to this campaign, and I know you are as well, and I know you'll be campaigning hard.
One thing his current position, county commission's preparing for, is getting all the phone calls from people that call the congressman.
Well, I'm used to that. You know, when I talked to Bradley Burns, Congressman Burns, about running, he was telling me about 75% of his calls are veteran related. So
really,
wow.
That's certainly an issue tugging at my heart. My son, who's an Afghanistan veteran, and I watch him struggle with some stuff, and it just excites me, the idea of being able to help and work with our veterans.
Commissioner, doesn't that tell you, though, something's wrong with the system, that people can't, you know, the VA won't do what they're supposed to? They've got to call their congressman to kind of break the log jam?
Well, you know, I think Jim Bradley, Congressman Burns, and President Trump have done some good things recently. They impose that 40-mile rules. If you live within 40 miles, if you live outside 40 miles of the clinic and or a hospital, they'll give you a card, and then you can go and actually seek help from a clinic or a doctor of your choice. Now they've changed it, and they've pulled it back to the 30-mile rule is what they refer to it now as. And hopefully we can pull it back to a 20-mile rule.
Yeah.
The problem with the Veterans Administration is there's no competition there.
Yeah.
So without competition, we get lazy, we get fat, we don't care. You know, productivity drops tremendously. So we've got to find a way to stimulate competition in our veterans' health care. And I think this 30-mile rule is certainly a great step. It's far from perfect, and it's not working perfectly, but it is certainly a great step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Commissioner. Besides Veterans Affairs, what are some of the hot items on your list to tackle when you enter Congress, if elected?
You know, one of the things we've really got to dig into is money for the bridge. There's got to be some federal money available.
Commissioner, it's funny. It was on my mind. I didn't want to bring it up because they're talking about a $6, perhaps, one-way toll. I mean, that's pretty excessive.
I was dealing with some other elected officials today, and we were kind of behind the doors in Baldwin County talking about it, kind of comparing notes. And the stuff that it's going to come out. When we originally put that project together, and I don't want to sound like I was there at day one, because this bridge idea goes back 20-plus years.
Yeah.
But when I got put on the committee, you know, we never talked about tolling the Wallace Tunnel.
Yeah.
Wallace Tunnel is paid for. We, the taxpayers, have paid for it. And the state has decided, and I was for building the bridge, and I'm still for building a bridge. We will build a bridge. We cannot lose hope on that.
Yeah.
But we've got to change this tolling idea. Now they want to toll the Wallace Tunnel also. I always viewed the Wallace Tunnel as being an alternative for the locals.
Yeah.
Because if you live in Baldwin County and you work in Mobile, you're talking about $2,500 per year just in tolls.
Yeah, well, they said they might take off 15% for a user that uses it a lot. That'd be really helpful.
Well,
it'd only be
$2,200. There's so much home construction going on in Baldwin County. So many of our tradesmen from here are working over there.
Yeah. And for instance, Jerry,
an air conditioning company may make 14, 15, 30 trips a day.
Yeah. And we would multiply
that by $6 and 15% discount is not much.
We'd often, 2-3 times a week sometimes, go over somewhere over there to eat lunch. Well, I mean, that'd be an easy decision not to. There are all kind of implications to that, you know, hopefully you'll be successful. And while you're at it, look at some money for Bloody 98 and Highway 45, too.
We do have some money earmarked for 98. That did come through some of the BP settlement money.
Good.
It's not as big of a project as they had hoped for, but they were able to earmark, the legislatures were able to earmark some of that money for 98. So we're moving forwards on that project. But, you know, we've got to serve the people. And a toll bridge is just not going to get it. Just not going to get it. I'm sorry.
Delay, even if it wasn't the money. I mean, even if it causes a one-second delay per car, you know how it backs up, let's say, this Friday in the summer is unbelievable.
And that's true, but anywhere you go in America, the infrastructure is so outdated, it's the same way.
Yeah.
I was in Washington, I don't know, about a month ago, and I'm sitting in traffic from the airport that should take 20 minutes, and we were almost an hour getting to where we were going. And I'm thinking, well, they got traffic here, too. You go to Atlanta, they have traffic there, too. Everywhere you go, our infrastructure is just so outdated.
Right.
We've outgrown it. So we've got to make, and again, as county commissioner, I'm used to infrastructure. I'm used to road and bridges. And those are some things we really got to focus on when we get to Washington.
Yeah, no question about it. One thing I wanted to ask you, you're probably not up on this because it's another kooky idea from a leftist Democrat. But I noticed Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the woman.
Oh, boy.
She has introduced a bill to require background checks to buy ammunition, which is another, you know, problem. Assuming that's still around, how would you feel about that?
Oh, you're talking
softball.
That grew up, you know, with guns and firearms. I'm one of those people that can't have enough of them.
Yep.
I have said from the very beginning they will never control guns. That you can't control guns because you can take a piece of pipe and make a firearm.
Oh yeah.
But what you can't control, you can't control the ammunition, and that's where we the American people, have got to be got to be very, very careful. We can't not allow that to happen.
Right.
If you can control the cap, if you can control that cap, you can control who buys or who uses a gun. And the Second Amendment certainly gives us the right to arm ourselves. It tells us to arm ourselves, and it's to arm ourselves against our government, out-of-control government.
Well, on that same topic, Commissioner, when the British were going to Lexington Concord, Concord is where they had the ammunition. And, dictators, tyrants, seize ammunition and firearms first.
Right.
So,
but the ammunition part we've got to be very cautious of. So we have no business trying to control that. And I don't think the leftists are just, they're out of control with these radical thoughts and ideas. And, they're trying to get attention. They're trying to get elected and reelected. And, the more bizarre they get and the further they get out there, I don't know too many local Democrats that would agree with these ideas that they're coming up with.
They really are trying to outdo each other.
They're trying to outdo each other, but they put it in the context of common sense gun legislation. So with that, Commissioner, if you're elected to Congress, and it could potentially still be under Democratic control, under Nancy Pelosi, what is your plans, or what do you think that you'll be able to do to try to curb some of this silliness?
We've got to, we as individuals, I work with Democrats in local government quite well. Don't agree with everything, but, at the end of the day, you've got to work together. And that's one thing, Brett Washington is broke. You have to be on one side or the other, and they make it, they want to create that image. I think there's a lot of things that actually happened in Washington. Talking to Bradley, he'll start talking about some things that he has worked with, several of his Democrat friends to actually get pushed through. And you have to, have to develop these relationships. Just because Schultz decides that she wants to control ammunition, I don't think you're going to get every Democrat to agree to that.
The important thing
here is to hold the Senate. Get Trump reelected, and let's focus on these areas that we can actually take the House back.
Amen. Yeah.
Most people think we lost the House because we didn't have a story to tell. We lost the House because we had, 34 to retire or decide not to run?
Right. Yeah, we were real vulnerable.
And just really caught with our hands down. So now we have a story to point out. We can talk about the socialist issues that the Congress is really pushing. And I believe I think we can take some of those houses back. It's a long shot, but I think it's worth trying.
Oh, absolutely! And it's up to each of us to be motivated to do what needs to be done. Knock on doors, campaign for individuals like you, Commissioner Carl. So we've got to go into a break here. If you like, you can hang with us, or if you need to go on, we can move on.
Be more than glad to hang on.
Okay, well, great. Well, we're going to go ahead and go into a break, Commissioner, and we'll be back with Commissioner Jerry Carl, candidate for Congress, and be back with more Armed Alabama.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I like you, Philip. But be assured, bite my hand, and I will put you down. Your division is in charge of native crime. Or would you rather I was in charge of native crime? I don't think you'd like my methods.
All right, welcome back to Armed Alabama, and just want to remind you, we are simulcasting on our YouTube page and our YouTube channel, and that's Armed Alabama. You can go there, and you can watch us live on YouTube. We used
ask a question in the chat box.
Yeah, in the chat box, ask a question. We used to broadcast our simulcast on Facebook Live, but we are now on YouTube. So be sure and check us out and like, save, and follow when you click that bell icon on our YouTube channel. So if you're just now joining us, we are have Commissioner Jerry Carl, candidate for U.S. Congress, on the line. And we have been discussing different things regarding legislation and the Second Amendment. So, Commissioner, thank you so much for hanging through the break.
Oh, thank you, guys, for allowing me to come on.
Yeah, like I said, definitely next time you have to join us in the studio. It's much more fun here in the studio.
All right. I'll take you up on that.
Yes, sir. So thank you for joining us. And before you take off, definitely would like for you to tell people how they can get involved with your campaign and find out more information on you.
Well, they can simply go to my Facebook page, which is Jerry Carl, and I'm easy to remember. I'm the guy with the two first names when you step in that booth March the 3rd. But it's Jerry Carl for Congress is the Facebook page. And also my website is jerrycarlforcongress.com. And I have links on there that where you can actually volunteer, and or if you'd like to support the campaign financially. Either way, we've got plenty of information there. We try to keep it updated. Campaign's really just getting started moving good, but we've done a fair job of keeping it updated, and we plan on doing a much better job. But jerrycarlforcongress.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and thank you for joining
us. Guys. Thank you, Judge.
Take care.
Thank you, Adam.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right. Absolutely. All right. We have. Thank you. Take care. All right. We have Mike is on the line. Thank you for holding, Mike. We appreciate it. We know you've been on hold for a while. So thank you for hanging in with us here on Armed Alabama. What you got for us?
All righty. You know, after when there has been big bombings in America, the government decided they would put taggants, identifying marks in ingredients,
right,
that would go into making of bombs, which is a good idea.
Trace it back to.
But
where it came
from. I guarantee you, eventually, after all this stuff, they keep doing this stuff, shootings and everything. Eventually, you're going to see that there is something similar to taggants that is going to be created, and you will eventually, I hope not, but eventually you might even have to buy your bullets from a government-run dispensary.
You're right. They proposed that a few years. I can't think of the name of it.
Taggant.
Yeah. They wanted to do that, and the real question is where is that in the Constitution that they have the right to do that?
I don't like the idea either, really, but here's the thing. They're probably going to do something even different than the taggants, which is to try to take an individual's DNA and somehow extract the DNA from the person that is going to use those bullets, that bullet is assigned to. And then, if anything like a shooting or whatever happened, if they can determine that person's DNA is involved in the shooting, see, it could help identify somebody doing wrong.
Well, let me tell you one even better. They decide, some psychiatrist decides that because you listen to this show and you know, you're a radical, that you don't need to have access, and so they just cut your, you know, the ability of your gun to cut on with that ammunition. It's just they need to stay out of that. It's not their business. They weren't given that right in the Constitution, and, you know, Lord knows we don't have enough taxpayer money to pay for something like that.
Well, you know, if you even believe in Jesus Christ.
Your mental case.
Which I'm not exactly just a Mr. Righteous or anything.
Right.
But I do believe in the Lord.
Yeah.
If you believe in God, they think you're a nut already.
That's right. That's right.
But anyway, I'm going to get off here and let somebody else talk.
Thank you so much.
I do believe
appreciate
that's going to happen eventually with the bullets.
Well, I think it's going. Everything's
there
going
are right. Additives in powdered where it shows up and stays on your skin longer, and they have ways to actually detect that. You actually see it at airports.
Yeah.
You walk through, and you get to stick your hand in a device, and it will register whether or not you have had gunpowder on your skin.
Adam, we talked last week about shipping a firearm to, let's say, a manufacturer or to a place that was going to repair it or whatever. And since I did that today, I'm kind of up on it. And basically, you can send it. Now, I'm just excluding the post office because, you know, it's probably going to get lost that way. But UPS or FedEx, federal law allows you to do that, either a pistol or a rifle or shotgun. But the person has to have an FFL. Or they be, or be a manufacturer.
Their to number, send it off or to receive it?
To send it off. They can ship it back to you. You can receive it. Same thing. If they have a license and you shipped it in. Also, you can mail it to yourself in another state if you're moving there. Well, I say mail, UPS it. But it has to be addressed to yourself.
Oh, they have to have
your friend. The friend can't open it. It was kind of.
If I was to ship it, it'd have to be a freight truck.
Well, I just put it in the back, you know. But so that kind
of U-Haul trailer.
And we started talking about because a gentleman called up. I think he had an issue with. I think it was a Taurus firearm and whether to sell it or ship it back for repairs. And I said, ship it back to them. You know, they're on things like that. All they're good. All the manufacturers are good. Anything involving safety. And you just go to their website. Most of them want you to call in so you can get a return number. And most of the time, they're back in a couple of weeks or less if it's a safety issue. Then I could keep it 6 months.
Well, that's good because I was thinking in my mind that when we had the caller call in last week that the law had changed and you had to receive it. If you shipped it off to do repair, that you had to receive it through a a licensed gun
dealer. Fortunately not.
Yeah.
So
could you mail it as a Christmas present to a friend in another state?
No, you could not. You'd have to do it through a gun dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in theory, well, you'd have to go through a FFL.
Yep.
And that's not that complicated.
And really, I think that's a good idea.
Well, because that's right. You know,
the person receiving it may be one of those guys that's going to go up and shoot up a parking lot or something.
Well, you think, you know, as I always tell people, you can do a private sale of a firearm, but I personally would not do that unless I would tell the person, even if they're buying a shotgun, do you have a pistol permit? I want to make a copy, because that tells me that they could buy from a federal firearms licensee if they have a pistol permit. That tells me they've been checked out. And don't have to do it, but I don't want to sell something to somebody who's up to something.
Well, Charlie,
that
you
would
got,
reduce your liability in a situation.
Charlie, you got something against cars? I mean, to go shoot up a parking lot?
Yeah, well, you know, you never know.
Speaking of having something against cars, the judge and I, a few years ago, we went and visited our buddy Matt Canovey.
And they can see the video of that, and it's got a lot of views. It's like 7,000.
Right. No kidding.
Yeah.
So better known, of course, Matt Canovey is better known as Obi-Wan Canovey. But we had a chance to visit with him, and we got the chance to shoot up a car.
Yeah.
And we tested different types of ammunition, different rounds, different calibers, to see how they react.
And he had a great system on how to defend yourself in a car.
Yeah,
and
we
looked
on
the web,
that.
And it's the best one.
Absolutely. And we used it. We were there. Yep. You and I were the one that we shot through the windshield. We shot through the side doors, the side windows, to see how they reacted.
Were you outside or inside?
Both.
The car was outside.
Both. Yeah.
But you were in the car?
In the car and outside. Of course, at different times.
The only difference from reality is we had ear protection.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
How to draw your firearm and
how
shoot.
To keep driving.
Yep.
Every time I've seen someone else expert online do it, they don't have their hands on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
So that assumes they're going out.
And it's a whole nother level of dynamics there because and what we were doing was simulating say going up to the bank to
ATM and somebody
ATM or stopping a light and somebody approaching your vehicle trying to enter your vehicle or whatever the issue may be.
They can look about 2 years ago on our Armed Alabama videos, and it's on one of the playlists. I think it is self-defense or something like that.
I didn't realize we had 7,000 views.
Oh, I don't know what, you know.
Man, it's too bad we can't monetize that. I'd retire.
I know. Looks like we got a break, folks. We'll be right back after this brief break. Shaggy,
like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. A place where even squares can have a ball.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
My name is Michael Weston. I used to be a spy until...
We got a burn notice on you. You're blacklisted.
When you're burned, you've got nothing. No cash, no credit, no job history. You're stuck in whatever city they decide to dump you in.
Miami.
You do whatever work comes your way. You rely on anyone who's still talking to you. A trigger-happy ex-girlfriend.
Shoot them.
An old friend who's informing on you to the FBI.
You know, spies. Bunch of bitchy little girls.
Family, too.
Hey, is that your mom again?
If you're desperate.
Someone needs your help, Michael.
Bottom line, until you figure out who burned you, you're not going anywhere.
One of my favorite shows, Burn Notice.
Me too. My kids got me into it.
Oh, my God. You can sit and burn a weekend almost binge-watching. Is it still on Netflix?
It was.
Okay, good.
It's on Netflix and Amazon, I think.
So, yeah, if you like kind of quirky spy shows and stuff, Burn Notice is a good show.
Adam, the showing you how to defend yourself in your car is 3 years ago, if you just want to scoot back. But it's called Defending Your Car, and on our YouTube channel. And it's a good, you know, it's only 30 seconds, so it's not real involved. But it kind of shows you the technique, basically, assuming you're right-handed, which a lot of people are. You put you're driving with your left hand, you draw with your right hand, and then, you know, put your pistol, assuming you're using a pistol, kind of your forearm on top of your forearm or your right hand, your gun hand, on the kind of the forearm of the left hand, keep driving, and, you know, shoot right through the glass if you have to. Most people are going to do that. Well, you should do that.
Yeah, we spent three days there, and we was with a handgun, shotgun, a patrol rifle, or a carbine, however you want to say it, inside, outside of home. He had a shooting house there.
Great range.
Yeah. And, of course, how to do dynamic entry there, which is, I learned a great deal because I have a tendency to kind of be a little bit too slow. But, I mean, you just power through it there and engage your targets as fast as possible. And being able to gauge targets inside and outside of a vehicle was very, very informing.
Oh, Adam, was that a law enforcement training facility or – privately owned?
It's privately owned, but he teaches military, police, and then private citizens.
Wow.
Up in outside of Springville, I think it's probably the closest town is Bolivar.
Yeah, Bolivar.
15 miles.
Which is a neat little town. Yeah.
No, it's a good place. It's like you're in the middle of the country.
Right. American Defense Academy.
We got a link, I think, to him on our Facebook page.
Yeah, and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, either Matt Kenobi or American Defense Academy.
Yep, so we were talking about Burn Notice, which is a good TV show, but a good movie, Judge, that's out that I hadn't really had a chance to talk about real quick was John Wick 3. If you haven't seen it, definitely got to go see it for nothing else. The gun food that takes place there.
Our gun katana. It's in the theater now?
Yeah, it's in the theater now. That's been out 2 or 3 weeks, I can't remember. My days run together.
I think it's 3 weeks, maybe this Friday.
Yeah. So 2.5 weeks it's been out, but it's a really, really good movie. So it kind of, if you're a fan and you watched the first two, this movie is definitely a step up with some of the fight stunt coordination or what have you. So it's really neat. Of course, this with John Wick is very cinematic. It's a pretty good movie.
Can't pronounce it. Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, yeah. Yes.
By the way, if you we're talking about simulcasting here. If you want to, and we got five people watching, but it's archived on the YouTube channel, so look at it tomorrow, whenever you want to look at it.
Yeah, definitely. And we share that on our YouTube, on our Facebook page. We share our YouTube channel on our Facebook page. So definitely if you missed part of the show and you want to watch the whole thing, then definitely we'll be on our Facebook page. And as Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5, and definitely like, save while you're there.
And want to say hello to the people that are watching.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you missed the first part of the show, the judge and I were looking for topics for the show, and both of us had seen the article regarding Kate Nixon, who was one of the victims within the Virginia Beach shooting. And she had stated to her husband the night before she was murdered that that she had issues with Dwayne Graddick, who was the actual shooter.
He should be alive today.
Was the actual shooter. And she has stated to her husband that she wanted to bring a firearm to work because she felt like this individual and another guy that worked there was going to come in and shoot the place up. And that's exactly what happened the next day. But, Judge, like you said, she didn't bring a firearm because what?
Afraid she would get fired.
Yes, because
that's
it was
where you've
got to
make that
zone.
Decision. Is it your life or your job?
It was a gun-free zone. Her husband told her to go ahead and take it in her purse. He stated to the news that she was trained to use a firearm and she was proficient, and he urged her to put the firearm in her purse.
That's incredible. I've got this. I think I gave it to you. You probably haven't looked at it, but this information from the ATF site, different federal laws. And look what it says about tracing of firearms. Firearms information for every firearm, even if only identified during a field interview or traffic stop, should be sent to ATF for tracing and possible connection to other criminal activity. We've had very few people, and it hadn't been in this area, I don't think, have said when they've had a routine traffic stop and they've told the law enforcement officer they have a firearm, they've had it taken from them, and basically, I think it was around Birmingham, run through a tracing system. And, you know, if you're stopped for speeding, that's outrageous. And you've had a law-abiding citizen go the extra mile and tell him he doesn't have to do that, but he did. And then to have disarmed, which is a dangerous, negligent discharges are loading and unloading, and to have, 10,000 different kind of pistols or more, and to have anybody take your pistol, then make it safe, unload it, when you don't know the specifics of it, you run a pretty good risk for a negligent discharge. So keep that in mind. Looks like we're winding down here, folks. We're on every week at 7 o'clock or 7:05 here on FM Talk 106.5 every Tuesday night. And you can watch this on the Armed Alabama YouTube channel, or you can go to Facebook and leave comments either place. Or write me, thejudge@armedalabama.com, or adam@armedalabama.com.
And don't forget, Father's Day is coming up. So if you're looking for that right, perfect, just right Father's gift, yes, go down to McCoy Outdoors.
If you don't spend $100, you don't appreciate your father. let's
put it another way. If Dad did not get a gun under the Christmas tree,
now is the opportunity.
You got an opportunity to make up for it.
Absolutely.
So and a magazine loader. Those are great.
There's lots of items they have. Everything from outdoor clothing, tennis shoes. They have firearms, shotguns, pistols, rifles. They have
fishing gear
and optics. They even have a archery section.
Best running shoe collection in the area. I mean, way within a couple hundred miles, because they actually have an expert there to fit you, which is real important. You know, most places are self-serve now. And I understand that when you get over, let's say, 40, your foot keeps growing.
Yeah.
It'll grow half size to a size, let's say, between 30 and 70. But most people, I'm a 9.5, and they're going to keep cramming their foot in that shoe. Good,
I'm going to have flippers by the time I get 80. If I keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you go to McCoy Outdoors, tell them that you heard about them from Armed Alabama, and buy the father in your life a gift from McCoy's, because they are one of our favorite sponsors of the show.
And they're on Spring Hill Avenue, just west of I-65 in the old K&B drugstore, the Spring Hill, I think it's called Spring Hill Shopping Center. No, you won't have any problem getting it. Or go to McCoyOutdoor.com. And it looks like we've got a good number of people watching. And as I said later, if you have any ideas for the show, we're always looking for guests, you know, preferably firearm related. So if you know anybody that you'd like to have on, give us a holler here. And or email Adam or myself. We'll see you next week on Armed Alabama.